now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Thank you to Lola Blankets for sponsoring this episode. What came next is intended for mature audiences only. Episodes discuss topics that can be triggering, such as emotional, physical, and sexual violence, animal abuse, suicide, and murder. I am not a therapist, nor am I a doctor. If you're in need of support, please visit somethingwaswrong.com/resources for a list of nonprofit organizations that can help. Opinions expressed by my guests on the show are their own and do not necessarily represent the views of myself or Broken Cycle Media. Resources and source material are linked in the episode notes. Thank you so much for listening. Vanessa Reiser is a mother, author, survivor, and licensed psychotherapist specializing in narcissistic and cultic abuse. She's also best known for her 285-mile run across the state of New York that she accomplished in 11 days in a wedding dress to raise awareness for narcissistic abuse. Her insights are of both personal and professional nature, giving her a unique lens into this insidious form of domestic abuse. We had the previous honor of hosting Vanessa as a guest on What Came Next in episode 77, titled The Treachery of No Empathy, which first aired on July 5th, 2024. Since then, Vanessa has navigated some major life updates and even added the role of podcaster to her resume. The Broken Cycle Media team continues to be immensely grateful for Vanessa's advocacy and willingness to share her expertise, time, and all that's come next for her with our audience today.
I am Vanessa Reiser. I am a licensed clinical social worker practicing in the states of New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Florida. I specialize in narcissistic abuse and cult abuse. And I am the author of the book, Narcissistic Abuse, A Therapist's Guide to Identifying, Escaping, and Healing from Toxic and Manipulative People. My clients come to me rather disempowered. And so my goal is for victims of narcissistic abuse to feel empowered. And I'm best known for my run across the state of New York in a wedding dress to raise awareness for narcissistic abuse. The last time we spoke, I was on the heels of my own court battle, which I remember the timeline well because I was on the stand for over 40 hours dealing with my own personal hell in the family court system. And then after we spoke in November of 2024, my book came out, which was an incredible experience to write. It took about 15 months, and I'm super proud of it. It was a lot of work. My literary agent is also one of my old friends, and when I did the run across New York, she was able to pitch me to Hachette because I got a ton of media attention, because who the hell runs across the state of New York in a wedding dress? It's absolute lunacy. But I was so blessed to have this proper publishing company paying attention to me. And I had been gleaning information from so many of my clients over the years, little things they would tell me. And I was like, I had that happen too. So I would take notes and notes and notes. And I was just curating this book all that while. People tell me that it's really helpful. I touch on the covert version and the overt version of a narcissist. I touch on Maslow's hierarchy of needs in terms of why we are looking for those kinds of connections. I touch on Pavlovian thought processes. For instance, mind control is about positive reinforcers, negative reinforcers, classic conditioning. And this is how cult leaders indoctrinate you. It really is aimed to fuse the concepts of narcissistic abuse and cult abuse. And people ask me all the time, what do you mean cult abuse? Every relationship with a narcissist, a sociopath, or a psychopath is to be in a cult because the same tactics are used in terms of mind control. I was in a cult of one. I'm at the point now where when people ask me if I was in an abusive relationship, I've kind of pivoted. I say I was in a cult because I'm so desperate to destigmatize that concept. Because the people who come to me who were in actual cults, they really feel like they are misunderstood. So I want to marry that concept. It's really important for people to understand that they are the same. Realizing I was in a cult was life-changing because me, I was in a cult. Are you kidding? I was like raised by wolves. I'm an independent thinker. My parents were hippies. They weren't grooming me. I wasn't a sheep. They were barely there. You know, I was sort of like barefoot, ragamuffin Irish kid running around. How could I be in a cult? But I was. And I think the validation that people feel from the language that is being used to describe some of the similarities with what they're experiencing is invaluable to them. Because the thing that happens when you go through narcissistic abuse is it's very hard to process. How can someone think this way? How can someone be quote unquote evil? We see it on a political scale. We see it in family cultic systems that are happening all around us in our neighborhoods. There are these family systems that have a hierarchy, and at the helm are toxic people. Patriarchy plays into this. Misogyny plays into this. Religion plays into this. Cults are not something that are happening in like a faraway land. They're happening everywhere, all around you, right now, on your street. In October of 2025, my personal life was released from civil restraints, which I had shared with my ex. People will think that civil restraints on their face are something that are mutually beneficial. When they're going through the family court system and they're trying to extricate themselves from some of these abusive scenarios, it'll say on the civil restraints, okay, he won't talk about you, you won't talk about him, and bygones and carry on with your life, which is exactly how it does not work. Because if you're dealing with somebody who's particularly abusive, they will use the family court system or even other court systems to torture you. So anytime that I would do any of my work, it's like the Carly Simon song, I bet you think this song is about you. He would just completely lose his mind. And I would find myself back in court again, whether it was the book or whatever social media post. These kinds of experiences are already disempowering. You already feel like somebody has their foot on your throat or you're treading water or you're stuck because maybe you're co-parenting with somebody who's toxic. And so this added layer of having no voice, it is really, really horrible. So for anyone listening, don't sign that stuff. Don't sign NDAs. There's nothing that can replace your voice. So I had this amazing experience where they were lifted in October. And because of that, I have the freedom to talk now for the first time. So it's a really good way for me to feel like full circle moment personally that I now have a voice. Not that I'm talking about him because it's not important, but the work is, and people need to understand what this is. The fact that I have a voice and I don't have bumpers on that anymore, it is the most liberating experience. Now I get to sort of fly. I feel like I'm out of the cocoon and now I get to do all the things and speak out in a way that I have not been able to do before. So social media, the podcast, and other ways to get my voice out there I think is going to be helpful for a lot of people.
Thank you again to Lola Blankets for sponsoring this episode. My love for Lola Blankets runs so deep that they have quickly and easily become my favorite go-to gift for everyone. Their baby blanket is the best gift for new parents possible, and the XL is perfect for any homebody or couch lover. And when your loved one picks up their Lola blanket to use it, which will be often, they're going to silently thank you for wrapping them in luxurious warmth and love. It is the gift that never stops giving. Lola is the world's number one blanket, crafted with ultra-soft luxury faux fur and a signature four-way stretch, the kind of quality that instantly feels gift-worthy. Plus, it's machine washable, double hemmed, and built to last for years, making it a truly meaningful long-term gift. Plus, it stays flawless with no shedding, no pilling, no delicate care worries, which makes it a gift people can use every single day. Plus, Lola blankets come in a range of sizes. I have the large, and it's perfect for cozying up by yourself or with someone else. Extra large is massive. They call it the biggest blanket on the internet. Lola also makes weighted blankets for calming, therapeutic vibes. And don't miss the matching pillows. They look amazing, and you save when you're bundling. And for a limited time, our listeners can get 40% off select Lola blanket products with code WCN at checkout. Just head to lolablankets.com and use code WCN. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that What Came Next sent you. Wrap yourself in luxury with Lola Blankets.
The podcast is Narcissistic Abuse with Vanessa Reiser. I will be interviewing people like Dr. Ramani Dervasala, Gretchen Carlson, some of the Epstein victims, Dr. Nadine Macaluso, and others around narcissistic abuse, cult abuse, politics, pop culture. A lot of the people that have been interviewed before, but a lot of new ones too. And I'm going to pepper throughout people who have been victimized that are not in the media. So these are just people who are followers. Anybody who is listening wants to come on the podcast and tell their story. I'm eager to hear it, as are so many people, because it is so validating. And there are some crazy stories. I've had people tell me that their children are poisoning them, because what happens with a narcissist is they groom their children to do their bidding. It's very much like Manson had minions do their things. Anybody who's experienced narcissistic abuse and wants to have their story out there, providing they're safe to do so, those are some of the stories that you'll be listening to. And then after we have our interview with whomever is our guest, we will have a subsequent episode where my friend Dave and I unpack the prior episode. So one episode is clinical Vanessa, trauma-informed, trauma-certified, navigating what are some really dark stories. And then Dave and I unpack it. Dave, he runs a very, very large narcissistic abuse handle on Instagram. His handle is Healing After a Narcissist, when we kind of fuse in there our own personalities. This is where the bumpers are off and I can kind of show the New York Vanessa. We're just shooting the shit and we get into my opinions on things, obviously always with all of the utmost respect for my guests. There's just these side streets where we kind of take our own conversation. Dave and I have been talking for years, and we finally decided we should start recording these conversations because we don't know all the things. Anyone who tells you as a clinician or a doctor or a specialist in their field that they know everything is lying. So we just collaborate and we come up with theories and we talk about how it has affected us personally and what our thoughts are around all things. And that's really where I think people are going to find it to be really, really interesting. We'll be taking a ton of questions from listeners and viewers. I'm really excited to kind of get into the gritty conversations where we can really, really talk about not just the therapist stuff, but how it might make you feel how it makes us feel, how the world makes us feel today, how politics are making us feel, how frustrating things feel. So there's this whole other flavor that's added. I really want it to be robust. I want it to have my flavor, this Vanessa kind of stuff, which I think people do resonate with. The therapist that curses and talks about her own stuff or speaks in real language. It's pretty exciting. I feel like interviewing people as a therapist is one thing, but asking the right questions is something that I'm getting better at. It will be very visual on YouTube, and then also we'll be doing our audio on Apple and Spotify. I want it to be a really good product, so I'm working really hard to make it visually exciting. They will have captions, because if you're anything like me and you're multitasking and you may skip something or you can't have the audio on, you'll be able to see what's going on. I'm thinking within the next month, I'm going to start to roll out weekly episodes.
From the interviews that you've banked thus far, has anything really stood out to you or surprised you?
I think the thing that's always surprised me and continues to surprise me is how frequently this occurs. It seems to be something that is far more prevalent than I think I ever realized. It makes me sometimes not want to leave my house, quite honestly, because there are a lot of really toxic people. There are a lot of people that maybe grew up in environments that were toxic, so their go-to behaviors are similarly situated. People aren't really doing the work to be insightful and to break the cycles. So that part of it is a little bit unnerving for me.
What is your mission with the show? And what do you hope listeners take away?
I really want people to understand that it can happen to anyone, because there's a lot of shame that victims carry. I was furious. I wasn't really ashamed of myself because I knew that I didn't understand what this was before I had this awakening of what it was. But a lot of people do carry that. They're very ashamed. This idea like I was in a cult feels very shameful for people. And I really want to destigmatize that. I think that we need to flip the focus onto toxic people, whomever they are, and less about how the victims and survivors fell into this or why did this happen to them. No, it happened to you because you were around somebody who's messed up. It's not your fault. My whole goal is to destigmatize that experience for survivors and victims. It is a trauma. It is a brain injury. It is extremely hard to heal from. It took me like 2 years. And I was in this relationship for a year and a half. I consider myself to be extremely intelligent. And it just was something that was very hard to process, this idea that people were bad. As a social worker, I take an oath to serve people, by golly, find the good in others and rehabilitate, and everybody deserves to learn and grow and all of this wonderful stuff. But there are people that are not well, that are out to harm others, that experience a kick of dopamine while they are doing something particularly sadistic. And that realization is something that I think a lot of people struggle with. You think people think the way that you do, and they don't. And that's something that I think is hard to describe and understand. If you were raised in this environment, it's hard because it's going to be difficult to develop an identity. Think of it as an opportunity, though. Many people reinvent themselves. They have rebirths for a variety of different reasons. Maybe their kids are grown. Okay, now what am I going to do with my life? This kind of stuff. If you are getting out of this relationship or out of a cult, go find that person you were before. Go find that music you used to love. Go do that thing you used to do. Find that person. Go through the five senses. Taste, smell, touch. Find these tactical things that will remind you where you can have that recall, and go find that person again. Because that's really where the rubber meets the road for most people, is to get back in touch with who you are. Because so much of this is designed to make you lose that. Cook the things, listen to the music, light the candles. Some of it's like a brainwashing experience, but it's important for you to go find that person again.
Were there any other updates you kind of want to let people know about?
I am working on a screenplay that is somewhat autobiographical. A lot of my breakup played out in the press, and a lot of it was really, really interesting. And some of it was pretty funny. Some of it's really dark. I try to get this creative side to come out of myself, which is so new and weird. I think it's because you can make it really demonstrative and you can add this creative piece. So there are scenes in the screenplay where I am sort of indicating what it feels like to be love bombed. And the way that I do that is you can see me sort of swirling in dopamine. You can see cellularly, like I take you inside of my brain so you can understand the rush of drugs, and it's set to music and this idea of being swept away in this euphoric state as somebody's manipulating you. And then these really, really dark moments of a void or an absence. What does it look like? What does it smell like? What does it feel like to be in those realms as you're going through the roller coaster rides? Those parts of it, I think, are also really important, not just the clinical piece. So I'm kind of working on that as an aside, and I think that's going to be a really funny, interesting story someday, but that's way down the road.
Where can people find you, support you, follow the podcast, all of the things?
It's going to be anywhere that you can listen to a podcast. So Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. My book is available on Amazon, Narcissistic Abuse. And you can find me on Instagram at Vanessa Reiser LCSW. You can look for me for therapy services at tell-a-therapist.net.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate everything you do for the survivor community.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode.
Thank you again to Lola Blankets for sponsoring this episode. Don't forget, for a limited time, our listeners can get 40% off select Lola Blanket products with code WCN at checkout. Just head to lolablankets.com and use code WCN. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that What Came Next sent you. Wrap yourself in luxury with Lola Blankets.
What Came Next is a Broken Cycle Media production, co-produced by Amy B. Chesler and Tiffany Reese. If you'd like to help support What Came Next, you can leave us a positive review, support our sponsors, or follow Broken Cycle Media on Instagram at Broken Cycle Media. Check out the episode notes for sources, resources, and to follow our guests. Thank you again for listening.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.